In its 157-year history, only five members of the Victorian Parliament have been expelled. That number could have risen to six today. There was debate raging over the future of the member for Frankston, Jeff Shaw. It came down, though, to the voting intentions of one man, the former Speaker, the current nemesis of Mr. Shaw, member of the Liberal Party, Ken Smith.
The member for Frankston has trashed the reputation of this Parliament over the past 3.5 years, and I believe that the government's proposed motion will in fact see that he pays the price for the trashing that he has carried out. Expelling him would set an unnecessary precedent in this Parliament and be seen to trash our democratic system of parliamentary rule.
So Jeff Shaw is almost certain to stay as a Member of Parliament. He will, however, almost certainly be suspended, as the government had proposed. It's just really a matter of time for the formalities to play out. Joining me now is Nick Economou, Senior Politics Lecturer at Monash University. He's been following this, so I imagine you're exhausted, Nick. The question is now, what happens with the ordinary business of government with the Member for Frankston absent for the Chamber for the next 11 or so sitting days?
Good to talk with you. Well, one of the most important aspects of governmental business has actually been passed. The supply bill's passed yesterday, so government in Victoria can go on because it has the financial authority for programs to be funded. So what's going on now in the Assembly, as far as I can gather, is that there's actually a bit of an arm wrestle going on. I'm not so sure that it is, as reported, inevitable that Mr. Shaw is going to be suspended. Mr. Smith is going to vote with the government, which indeed he says he will. But if Mr. Shaw votes with Labor against a suspension motion, well, that suspension motion will be lost because the government doesn't have the numbers. Now, in the tradition of everybody else who's commenting on these things, let me say this to you: I've taken legal advice,
yes,
and I'm informed that Mr. Shaw has every right to vote on the division about his future. So what will be interesting is if the vote does happen, Mr. Shaw suddenly pops up, because I understand he's been absent from the Assembly chamber today. He's in the Parliament, but he hasn't actually fronted the Assembly itself. If he was to come in and vote with Labor against a suspension motion, then presumably that motion would be lost.
Right, it would be tied, wouldn't it, and the Speaker doesn't get a casting vote?
No, because Labor has 43 votes, and if Mr. Shaw votes with Labor, they have 44. The government only has 43. It has the Speaker, but of course the Speaker would not be able to vote unless it was a tie. So unless the Speaker does something very creative, such as perhaps suspending a Labor MP at some stage before the vote is taken, then if Mr. Shaw was to vote with Labor, then presumably a suspension motion would be lost.
So much of this came down to Ken Smith. We know Ken Smith does not like Jeff Shaw. That much is a matter, I think we can say, of public record. Why do you think he ultimately sided with the government on this when only a few days ago he was at least making noises that suggested he might side with the opposition?
Yes, Mr. Smith's very angry because Mr. Shaw was responsible for Mr. Smith losing the speakership. However, Mr. Smith has been very consistent on one thing, and that is he's been very loyal to the party that put him there, and he's been very loyal to the government. Mr. Shaw, on the other hand, has been incredibly disloyal to his party and has been incredibly disloyal to the government. So Mr. Smith has been consistent, and presumably we can conclude that Mr. Shaw has been consistent too, because he's continued his battle with elements of the Liberal leadership. You recall his first battle was with Ted Baillieu, the former leader and premier. He's now had a battle with Dr. Napthine and another battle, of course, with Mr. Smith. Presumably that battle was in context of the role Mr. Smith played in referring the allegations levelled against Mr. Shaw apropos his parliamentary entitlements to higher legal authorities. So there's a bit of revenge politics going on there. But as I say, Smith has been consistent in, maybe not so much in the things that he's uttered to the press between Friday and today, but at least in the way he's behaved on the floor of the Assembly. He's been loyal to the party and loyal to the government.
So if Jeff Shaw does turn up in the next however many minutes, he would need to turn up in to cast his vote and defend himself, and he's ultimately not expelled or suspended, do we face a situation where both sides of politics want him not to be there, at least in the short term?
Well,
but he'll be there nonetheless.
I think that the government would love for him not to be there, but they can't do anything about it.
They just don't want to. I mean, they could expel him.
They don't have the numbers. Labor could move a motion to expel him, but I rather suspect that Labor's very pleased to have Mr. Shaw there. For as long as Mr. Shaw is there, the debate centres almost entirely on Shaw and what he has done to the Liberal government and how the Liberal Party has responded to him. As a colleague of mine on another ABC program said this evening, what Dr. Napthine and the coalition really want to do is they want to talk about the budget, they want to talk about all the goodies that they've got in that budget as part of their campaign to the election, which is due on the 29th of November. But they can't do any of this because all of us, the press, the commentariat, and the parliamentarians themselves, are absolutely caught up in this manoeuvring to try and do something about Jeff Shaw.
So why doesn't the government then just about face and move to expel him and get rid of the problem? It's unlikely they'd have a by-election at this point now anyway.
If an expulsion motion was to pass right now, a by-election would have to be held. It would have to be held. It would be legally required. If they can put it off for a couple of weeks, then yes, you're quite right. The Speaker could cite a precedent and say, look, the process by which the by-election would be held would overlap with the processes of dissolving the Parliament ahead of the general election, therefore we will not hold a by-election. So presumably the government's overall strategy is to try and deflect this matter until at least 2 weeks' time, so that that if they're forced to an expulsion situation, then they don't have to worry about a by-election. But can I say this about by-elections too, Waleed? They are notoriously difficult things. And you know what? I think Daniel Andrews would be sweating on this as well. Because just imagine, for argument's sake, that Shaw is expelled quickly and a by-election is required. What would be Daniel Andrews' position if Labor failed to win a by-election in Frankston?
Mm.
So there's a real danger for the opposition leader as well. I don't know whether he's considering that, or maybe the Labor Party has intelligence suggesting that it is so far ahead in the polls in Frankston that by-elections are shoo-in. But my experience of observing by-elections is that they are notoriously difficult phenomena to deal with.
Well, if he lost the by-election there, his position wouldn't be anywhere near as bad as if Dennis Napthine lost it, I think, we can safely say.
That would have constitutional implications then, because then they would have a number in they'd have a numbers problem in the Assembly. You're quite right.
It would be extraordinary. Well, we'll see. If Dennis Napthine turns around in a couple of weeks and decides he quite likes the idea of expelling Jeff Shaw, then I suppose we'll know that there's been some delay going on. We'll see if Jeff Shaw turns up in the next few hours as this unfolds in the Parliament. I'm indebted to you, of course, for your insights, Nick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wally. My pleasure.
Nick Economou, Senior Politics Lecturer at Monash University.